All right, let's dive into something pretty amazing. A world where light travels on silicon chips. We're talking faster internet, more powerful computers, even technology we haven't imagined yet. Buckle up, because we're going deep into silicon nitride photonics.
Yeah, you know, silicon nitride has been kind of a hidden hero in tech, quietly doing its thing in everyday electronics for decades. But now it's taking center stage, using light to transmit information.
So silicon nitride, it's more than just a cool name, right?
Absolutely. It's silicon and nitrogen combined. And it's like a superhighway for light.
Tiny little fiber optic cables, but on a chip.
Exactly. And they can achieve unbelievably low light loss. We're talking as low as 0.04 decibels per centimeter.
Okay, 0.04 dBcm. Impressive, sure. But what does that actually mean?
Imagine this. Shining a beam of light through a fiber optic cable across a whole football field and barely losing any intensity. That's how efficient these waveguides are.
So why should I care about low light loss? I mean, I'm sitting here with my laptop.
Well, think about it. Faster internet, more powerful computers, more efficient data centers, all thanks to silicon nitride.
Now that's something I can get behind. But how do they even make these super efficient waveguides? It can't be as easy as mixing silicon and nitrogen, right?
You're right. It takes some serious engineering. They use techniques like thermal cycling, which is basically baking the silicon nitride at extremely high temperatures, like over 1200 degrees Celsius.
1200 degrees? That's way hotter than my oven.
Oh, yeah. These are specialized furnaces.
Yeah.
And the precision is incredible. There's also the Damascene reflow process. That's where they etch tiny trenches into a silicon wafer, fill those trenches with silicon nitride, and polish it to a mirror finish.
It sounds like building a miniature, super smooth highway for light.
Perfect analogy. And just like building a real highway, there are challenges. For example, if you try to make thicker layers of silicon nitride for better light confinement, well, they can crack under stress.
Cracking under pressure. I know the feeling. So how do they get around that?
There are clever solutions. Things like multi-step annealing, where they slowly heat and cool the material to relieve that stress. Or twist and grow techniques, rotating the wafer during fabrication to evenly distribute the stress.
It's crazy how they manipulate stuff at such a tiny scale.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where people might think, okay, cool, but how does this affect me?
That's a fair point. We talked about faster internet and more efficient data centers, right? That's just the tip of the iceberg. Think about healthcare. Ultra-sensitive sensors to detect diseases earlier, or even your smartphone and wearables, more powerful, more energy efficient.
So silicon nitride isn't just for scientists in a lab. It's shaping the future of tech as we know it.
Exactly. And here's where it gets even more interesting. By changing the ratio of silicon to nitrogen, we can create silicon-rich silicon nitride. And that opens up a whole new world because of its non-linear optical properties.
Non-linear optical properties sounds a little intimidating.
Think about it this way. Usually, light just passes through a material without changing much. But in a nonlinear material, like silicon-rich silicon nitride, light can interact with the material in more complex ways. Light beams can merge, split, even change color as they interact with the material.
Okay, now that's starting to sound like science fiction.
It does, doesn't it? But this is real, and it lets us do incredible things with light. Manipulating its frequency, amplifying signals, all leading to even faster data and more powerful optical devices.
That's like giving light superpowers.
Kind of, yeah. We're giving engineers a new set of tools to control light in ways we never thought possible. And then there's ultra-silicon-rich nitride. USRN, for short, takes it to a whole new level.
USRN. Okay, tell me more.
It has an incredibly high Kerr coefficient. Think of that as how strongly a material can exhibit these nonlinear optical effects. USRN's Kerr coefficient is two orders of magnitude higher than standard silicon nitride.
Two orders of magnitude. For us non-scientists, what's that mean?
Basically, you get stronger nonlinear effects with less power. It's a turbocharged engine for your optical devices.
That sounds insanely powerful. But there's a catch, right?
Well, there's always a trade-off. While USRN gives you amazing nonlinearity, it also comes with higher optical losses. So some of that light energy gets absorbed by the material.
A balancing act. Pushing the limits of what's possible while trying to minimize those losses. Seems like that's a theme with silicon nitride photonics.
Absolutely. Researchers are always pushing boundaries, finding new ways to optimize it and unlock its potential.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, I hear silicon nitride is making waves with high-speed optical modulators. What are those, and why are they important?
Imagine you want to send information using light. You need to imprint that information onto the light beam, translate from electronics to light, That's what optical modulators do.
It's like turning the light beam on and off really fast to represent the ones and zeros in digital data.
You got it. And for high-speed data, you need modulators that can switch between states incredibly fast. But silicon nitride itself isn't the best for direct modulation. It doesn't respond to electrical signals fast enough to change its optical properties quickly.
So what do? Just find a different material?
Not quite. They use something called heterogeneous integration. Think of it as teamwork, combining silicon nitride with other materials that are really good at modulation.
So silicon nitride brings the low-loss waveguides, and these other materials bring the modulation skills. A perfect team.
Exactly. And there are all sorts of materials being used, each with pros and cons.
It's like building the ultimate modulator dream team.
I like that. So for example, electro-optic polymers, they're flexible, easy to integrate, but they need a high voltage to work. Then there's lithium niobate, which has a really strong Pockels effect.
Wait, Pockels effect? Maybe we should explain that one.
Yeah, good idea. The Pockels effect basically means that the material's refractive index, how much it bends light, changes when you apply an electric field. Lithium niobate is great at this, which makes it perfect for high-speed modulation. The issue is, integrating it with silicon nitride can be tricky.
So each material has its own perks and its own challenges. It's like a complex puzzle, finding the right combo.
Absolutely. And with so many materials out there, researchers are constantly exploring new ways to create even faster, more efficient, more powerful modulators thanks to silicon nitride.
This one material is driving so much innovation. We've talked about low-loss waveguides, nonlinear optics, high-speed modulators. I'm dying to hear what else silicon nitride has in store for us.
So we talked about controlling light, but what about storing information with light, even when the power is off?
Wait. You mean like creating a memory chip using light instead of electricity?
Exactly. And silicon nitride can help make that happen. It's all thanks to phase change materials, PCMs for short. These materials can switch between two distinct states, each with very different optical properties.
So it's like flipping a switch. But instead of a light bulb, it changes how light passes through material.
You got it. Imagine a tiny spot on a silicon nitride chip. You can switch it between being transparent, letting light through, or opaque, blocking the light. That's the power of PCMs.
So you're encoding information by controlling the state of these PCMs.
Right, and a popular one for this is G2SB2T5, GST for short.
It's CST, all right. How do they actually combine that with silicon nitride to make these non-volatile photonic devices?
Well, there are a few ways. One is depositing a thin film of GST right onto a silicon nitride waveguide. Then, by using either heat or pulses of light, they can switch the GST between those transparent and opaque states.
So you're writing information onto the photonic chip with light or heat. It's like a tiny, rewritable optical hard drive.
That's a great way to think about it. And the potential benefits are huge. Imagine optical data storage that doesn't need power to remember information.
No more worrying about losing your data if your computer crashes. Sign me up.
That's right. And think about the energy savings in those massive data centers. This could change everything about how we store and access information.
Totally. What other cool stuff can we do with this?
Another exciting application, reconfigurable photonic circuits. Imagine a circuit board where the connections can be rewired instantly using light.
So instead of physically rewiring components, you just use light to change how the circuit worked.
Exactly. Program and reprogram circuits on the fly, do different tasks, super flexible and adaptable photonic systems.
Like a Swiss Army knife of photonic circuits.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome. But are there any problems integrating these PCMs with silicon nitride?
Well, there are always challenges with cutting-edge technology, making sure the materials are compatible, controlling the switching process precisely, and of course, minimizing those optical losses we mentioned before. But researchers are coming up with clever solutions all the time.
Always pushing the limits. It's incredible they can manipulate these materials on such a tiny scale.
You know, when I started working with silicon nitride, the precision required just blew me away. It's like building on the scale of atoms. We've talked about adjusting silicon nitride's composition, but there's another way to fine-tune it using UV laser trimming.
UV laser trimming. Sounds a little scary.
It is, but in a very controlled way. We can permanently change a silicon nitride device's refractive index by focusing a UV laser onto a specific area. It's like having a microscopic sculpting tool for light.
So if they make a tiny mistake during fabrication, they can fix it with this laser.
That's one use, yeah. It's great for correcting those fabrication errors and fine-tuning performance. Let's say you have a ring resonator, a tiny circular waveguide designed to filter colors of light. If it's not resonating at the right frequency, you can adjust its refractive index with UV laser trimming.
It's like giving the device a little tune-up. Waveguides, modulators, memory, and now a way to fine-tune silicon nitride's properties. It's a whole toolbox of optical components.
Exactly. And there's one more exciting thing to talk about. Integrating lasers directly onto silicon chips.
Lasers on a chip. That sounds like something straight out of sci-fi.
It does sound futuristic, but it's becoming reality, and silicon nitride is a big part of it. Currently, most silicon photonic chips use external lasers. Bulky and expensive, but imagine putting the laser right on the chip.
The whole system, waveguides, modulators, the laser itself, all on one tiny chip. That would be amazing.
You get it. And to do that, they're combining silicon nitride with a special class of materials, 3V semiconductors. These are really good at emitting light efficiently.
So it's heterogeneous integration again, bringing together different materials to get the best of everything. The photonic dream team.
Precisely. And there are a few ways to do this integration. One is hybrid integration, where a separate 3V laser chip is attached to the silicon nitride waveguide.
So they're still separate, but working together. Are there other options?
There's heterogeneous integration, where you transfer the 3V material directly onto the silicon nitride. And then there's the ultimate goal, monolithic integration, growing the 3V material directly on top of the silicon nitride.
That sounds incredibly difficult, like building a house of cards on a moving platform.
It's definitely not easy. Growing different semiconductor materials on top of each other requires incredible precision and control.
But if they can pull it off, the rewards must be huge.
Huge is an understatement. Monolithic integration could mean truly low-cost, scalable, laser-on-silicon technology, revolutionizing fields from telecom and computing to sensing, even quantum technologies.
Wow, so silicon nitride not only helps build faster computers and store more data, but it might also unlock quantum technologies.
It's really incredible. Silicon nitride is at the forefront of so many groundbreaking advancements.
It really is mind-blowing. As we wrap up this deep dive into silicon nitride photonics, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
It's really about its versatility. It's not just one thing. It's like a platform for innovation, a whole ecosystem of optical components and devices, all built on silicon nitride.
Yeah, and we've seen some amazing applications, like those silicon nitride waveguides. Incredibly low loss, paving the way for faster, more efficient data.
And silicon-rich silicon nitride, with its nonlinear properties. Manipulating light to create new colors or amplify signals.
And then high-speed optical modulators, translating electrical signals into light.
Right, and don't forget non-volatile photonics. Silicon nitride combined with phase change materials for optical memory, even reconfigurable circuits, a whole new way to store and process information using light.
It's mind-blowing. Faster computers, more efficient data centers, revolutionary healthcare, maybe even unlocking quantum computing. Silicon nitride really is shaping the future.
The key takeaway is this. Silicon nitride is more than a material. It's pushing the boundaries of what's possible with light. We're talking a future where information travels at the speed of light, and our devices are smarter, faster, more powerful than ever.
So the next time you hear about some mind-blowing tech breakthrough, remember silicon nitride might be the unsung hero.
You might be using a device powered by silicon nitride photonics without even knowing it.
The magic of technology, working behind the scenes to make our lives easier, more connected. Well, that was an incredible deep dive into silicon nitride photonics. It's amazing to see the ingenuity and innovation in this field.
It's really exciting to see how far we've come, and there's so much more to discover.
To everyone listening, keep asking those what-if questions. Curiosity drives innovation. Keep exploring, keep learning. You never know what incredible discoveries are out there.